Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2583. That Clutter in Your Home Used to Be Money, by Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. That Clutter in Your Home Used to Be Money, by Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. Useless clutter around the house irritates me every day. Not because it's in the way, but because when I see unused stuff around the house, I see things that used to be money. And I wish I had the money, not the item. Most items aren't worth money anymore. Even if they are, they probably aren't worth the time needed to convert them back to cash via Craigslist or Nextdoor. When I see useless clutter in my house, I see a missed opportunity to save and invest. Wasted money. These things are a constant reminder to make better purchase decisions every day. What to do about all that stuff? At one stage of my life, I lived out of a 40-pound backpack for 14 months. I've never felt freer than when I roamed the world with all my possessions on my back. Since then, I've accumulated quite a few things, most notably 4 family members, and they collect things. Admittedly, I don't prioritize much of my time for eliminating household clutter. I'd rather spend it on my wife and kids and on my side businesses. When I do, I'm not shy about donating or tossing stuff in the garbage. Material objects become a lifelong burden. Once you own an object, it owns you until you release it from your life. The more you own, the more it weighs you down. Some items come with an emotional attachment. It's hard to let go, but minimalism teaches us that letting go is what frees us. I'm still trying to put that into full effect, but it's tough with young kids who place so much value and emotional attachment to toys. I don't intend to be an extreme minimalist, just sensible. Depreciation worse than cars. New cars depreciate a few $1,000s the moment you drive them off the lot. That doesn't prevent me from buying brand new cars. I tend to keep them for 10 years, and it balances out. Depreciation on household items is much worse on a percentage basis. For example, a few years ago, I bought a drain auger for $25 to unclog my kitchen sink drain when I dumped the remnants of a soup stock into the disposal. The 25-foot snake couldn't break the clog that was 30 feet into the pipe. I had to hire a plumber, which cost me $250. The auger is still in my basement, taking up space until the next clog I fail to break. The moment I used it, the value dropped to a $5 yard sale item on a good day. That's 80% immediate depreciation, at least. The better choice was to not use the disposal in the first place and buy some thingamajig to prevent the clog, much cheaper. But here's what gets me. Most stuff we buy depreciates to near valueless the moment we buy it. But we hold on to so many items thinking we'll either use it again or that it's still worth something and worth keeping until we sell it. I rarely get around to selling anything because of the time commitment. Three t-shirts sat in my drawer for 2 decades for this reason. I had an original Late Night with David Letterman, not the more common Late Show t-shirt, that my mom bought me in New York. Since the original show was off the air for so long, I thought I could sell it for money. Maybe I could have, but not more than $20 or so if I was lucky. It wasn't worth the time and effort to convert it to cash. So it sat in my drawer for years alongside a pre-Dookie Green Day t-shirt and a vintage Toad the Wet sprocket. I should add, all three were 2 sizes too big for me because 1993. So they were worthless to me otherwise. I have had a 25-foot drain clog since the soup stock incident. I finally donated the shirts to Goodwill last year. Not my money. Much of the clutter in our house is toys. Most of those were gifts, cash burned by doting grandparents. I'd rather they had saved the money too. Gifting 1/4 of the presents would bring an equal amount of joy to our kids. But grandparents find great joy in cluttering our house with showering our very fortunate and ungrateful children with cheap plastic molded junk, lovely educational tools that foster creativity, intellectual development, and sharing independent play. We're grateful for the outpouring of love for our kids, but it's overboard, and we communicate this to the givers. Spending a week at the beach together? Now that's time and money well spent. When I look around my house at all the random stuff, I'm always surprised at how much of it was free, gifted, or cheap from an estate sale or flea market from back before kids made shopping so miserable. There's so much stuff we don't use and don't plan to use, but still keep. Some things are waiting for the next neighborhood yard sale, like the endless stack of outgrown kids' clothes. But most things are just sitting around without a plan. For parents. Our son loved a big plastic toy doorway when he was a toddler. His younger sister sort of liked it, but not for long. For a while, it just took up space in our family room. The day we unloaded to our neighbor, Mrs. Retire Before Dad and I celebrated with a romantic dinner. Finally, the thing was out of the house and we could vacuum again. It was replaced by 40 new toys at Christmas time, each with 20 to 50 separate pieces that scatter around the room in chaos. But getting rid of the door was a small win. A neighbor once dumped a bulky plastic race car track on our front porch. I'm sure she skipped home gleefully. Receiving that racetrack was a short-term high for my son. He loved it for a day or two. Then it sat in our basement play area for a few years. It hurt like hell when you stepped on it, but it was too big to discard without anyone noticing. Sometimes I secretly throw out or donate toys and household items we don't use. Talk about excitement. Try this. Choose a toy or decorative item in your house, an ignored item. Throw it in the garbage without anyone seeing you. Adrenaline rush. Here's another favorite. When the kids fight over a crappy toy, they must throw out the disputed toy. Can't share? The toy goes in the garbage. This is probably not a sound parenting technique, but it's effective in reducing conflict. My daughter always wanted the toy someone else was playing with when she was younger. Now she's a great sharer, so maybe my parenting strategy worked for once. There's a book for dealing with clutter in kids called Clutter-Free with Kids, Change Your Thinking, Discover New Habits, Free Your Home by Joshua Becker from Becoming Minimalist. Avoid putting clutter in your home. The best way to avoid clutter is not to buy stuff in the first place. Make purchases on purpose. I'm not going to lecture you on this. Keep the money you earn. Frugality, minimalism, and personal finance are so often intertwined. Earn more, spend less, and invest the surplus. Don't spend money on crap that takes up so much space that you need extra space to store it all. Spend money on experiences that bring you happiness. Not things that give you or the kids short-term excitement, but end up collecting dust. Borrow or rent tools like drain augers. Accumulating less stuff to become wealthy is common sense, but against the traditional American dream, where you get the house, then the bigger house, and all the stuff to fill it. Then all the cool gadgets like the fancy grill, the smoker, because a grill isn't enough anymore. The bigger TV with the higher resolution, and the second TV for the room that needs a 60-incher too. As for the free stuff, donate, sell, or trash it if you don't need it around. Teach your kids to do the same, even the gifts from the grandparents. We encourage this at our annual neighborhood yard sale. Kids kept all the profits from the toys sold. I can't say they're eager to sell their toys, but a few items sell every year and the kids get paid. It's a start. You just listened to the post titled, "The Clutter in Your Home Used to Be Money," by Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Like Craig, I also experienced the thrill of living out of a backpack for a period of time. When I walked the Camino in Spain for 2 months, I carried everything I needed on my back in a 40-liter pack. This experience had me grappling with the physical and mental weight of all my stuff. Being forced to physically carry it made me think so much more deeply about how much I actually needed. If we're not careful, the stuff we own starts to own us. It impedes on our time, our resources, and our mental space. The more items we accumulate, the more energy we spend on managing, organizing, and maintaining them. Our lives become entangled in a web of possessions, each demanding a slice of our cognitive and emotional bandwidth. The constant pursuit of acquiring and managing belongings can morph into a cycle where our possessions exert control over our lives. So yeah, our stuff costs us money, but if you really think about it, it's costing us much more. And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for joining today and every day. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.